Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
18th play of this drive, and they do run it. And they do not get it. The clock expires.
Close, but not good enough. I mean, that's the truth of it. It's a matter of inches. We had chances to make plays, and we didn't. We missed some tackles. We missed some blocks. And you expect to win football games, especially against really good football teams.
The clock expires. The Packers walk away with a victory. They go to 8-2. Now they have a little time to rest, relax, think about it a little bit, see what happens, and then come out swinging. And I'm sure just like everybody else, they're going to be sitting back, relaxing, and watching this game upcoming this evening between the Seahawks and the 49ers. The 49ers, the only undefeated team in all of football. And we'll see how good they are as Russell Wilson, who's vying for an MVP candidacy this season, tries to bring his show into Levi Stadium. Joining us here in studio, who's bringing his show with us, a guy that's heading down to Miami with me, and that is our own Mike Clemens is here. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Great.
Did you get sleep last night? We got back late.
Yeah. After going through tape, interviews, getting ready for the day and all that, I got about a two-hour nap in this morning. About four.
Nap? Okay.
About four.
I think I got maybe, if I was lucky, 4 hours. I was back up at 6 and kids to school and then meetings this morning.
It's a rough drive. So, yeah. It usually takes us about 2.5 hours to get back to Milwaukee. It took more like 3.5 last night, but yeah, we moved on. Christian McCaffrey. He's listed as 5'11". That means I'm 6'2" now.
There you go.
Because he ain't no 5'11".
I always thought you had
11.
Some NBA player in.
No. I'm 5'10". He's not 5'11".
No.
I'm here to tell you.
No, he's
205
pounds. You know what? I heard he painted himself yellow and went out as a fire plug for Halloween.
23 so, yeah, years old, third year in the NFL, and Stanford, teammate of Blake Martinez, mm-hmm, your Packers inside linebacker. So, He was pretty upset. I mean, so the Packers came out, to shut him down with the run. They held him to 40 yards in the first half. He ended up getting over 100 in the second half. But I went to his locker in the visitor's locker room and asked him about this game, about being stopped there at the goal line and his team depending on him, about the play of Kyle Allen, his quarterback, who's out there at 23 years old and I thought looked pretty slick in a big moment. With his dad there wearing his jersey. His dad's, got relatives from Milwaukee, and they're in the front row watching the game. So I talked to Christian about that play and that stop.
Just take it one play at a time. I thought Kyle did a great job. Owen did a great job. I thought he fought his ass off the whole game. I think he did a heck of a job, managing us. A couple things here and there, but he didn't let it phase him. He made a couple huge throws on third down, huge throws on fourth down, and kept us in the game. Just got to move on. That's the biggest thing. Just move on and get better.
I know you want to make that play, but they knew you were probably going to get the ball too. I mean, that's got to be part of the chess match that's going on in a big play like that.
Yeah, I mean, we still had an opportunity to get in, and at the end of the day, no matter who gets it, we got to make that 1 yard.
18-play drive. The Panthers had the ball at the end of the game last night. And, you and I were talking about this on the ride home about did you think the Panthers were going to win this thing? And it's like, no.
Never did.
There was a momentum shift there somewhere in that game. But as they get closer and closer to the goal line with seconds left, it's like they're two plays away from sending this thing into overtime. And they're quite capable of it. But the Packers came up with a stop. And you got Blake Martinez, your team captain, that's out there. Now, if you notice, and this is what these Packers have done, man. The Panthers put up 408 yards of offense last night, 401 yards of offense. You know what the Packers put up? 388.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this time, the Packers won the time of possession, 31 minutes to 28. But they gave up a lot of yards last night. They gave up plenty of big plays, but they also came up with some key turnovers. Montrevious Adams with the fumble from the quarterback center exchange, which Green Bay turned that into a scoring drive. Tremont preventing a touchdown with the interception, in the end zone. And that's what these guys do. They give a lot of yards, but if they get those turnovers, they keep the score down under 17, and they get the win. And you go to Blake Martinez, and I said, so when it's coming down to this crunch time, and they're at the one-yard line, the one-foot line in the snow, you got to think that it's going to Christian McCaffrey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was one of the things we kind of communicated. We were like 50-50 wondering, obviously, 50-50 pass run, but it was a situation where you thought, hey, there's only 4 seconds left. Who knows if they're going to try to run it. Maybe they want to try to get a pass play here or there. Overall, we would have wanted to stop them earlier. but to be able to have that position, and I think every single person knew it wasn't good. And so it was just, we went to the sideline. We were all like, yes, we're going to win the game right now. And it happened.
And did you stop and just don't
get
short?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I was right there. I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, yeah, this is not good. So hopefully they don't call it good.
Blake Martinez also, just before the snap, he sees this gap and he takes Kyler Fackrell and moves him into that gap. And Kyler kind of standing around with his hands free and then ends up jumping in and be one of the first guys to get the stop on McCaffrey. I mean, sometimes this stuff is luck, but it's Blake Martinez who's also quarterbacking that defense and making the stops. I thought it was interesting that Mike Patton put up his big guys early and often in that game to stop McCaffrey and stop them from running, make Kyle Allen, just like Trubisky in the first game against the Bears, make the quarterback have to throw it. And I asked Blake after the game, is that why you were in the 3-4 so much?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It was one of the things that we wanted to do was stop the run and then make him be a quarterback. And he is a great player as well at quarterback. And it was just a tough task, and we made the adjustments to kind of close it out.
And Kyle Allen, man, I thought he looked good. He was quick. The ball came out of his hands fast. He was fast. He stands tall in the pocket, but he was beating himself over those turnovers, the fumble, and the pick to Tremont after the game.
Obviously, like I said before, the more starts I get under the belt, the more experience I have, the more mistakes I make, the more I learn from them. But at the same time, I know I'm a young guy, but I'm the quarterback of this team. I can't be doing that. This is a very talented team. And when we play clean football, we can win a lot of games. And it doesn't matter what age I am. It doesn't matter how many starts I have. I have to play clean football or else it's not fair to this team.
I still don't understand, though, Mike, and maybe you got it, but what the hell? Why were they going for two?
Yeah, well, I think
late
that's when Ron Rivera decided, Riverboat Ron, as they call him, said, hey, we just scored a touchdown. We're 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter on the three-yard run. Let's go for two here instead of to kick a field goal. Say, get two touchdowns, get 2 point afters, you tie it up. Or maybe go for two at the end of the game, right? And Ron Rivera was asked, was that just a feel, a gut decision, or was it analytics?
Yes, that was purely analytics, 100%.
The
thing is, if you get it there and then you score at the end, then you're kicking to win the game. If you don't get it there, you get an opportunity to go for two again, which we feel pretty good about the play we had called. The first time, and we felt good about having the second one up. So it's most certainly something, Joe, that we went ahead and just followed the analytics of it.
When you talked earlier this weekend and the weeks past about balancing gut decision-making and feeling and the flow and your own experience as a head coach with the math, at what point does the math overrule all the other things?
Again, it just depends on the flow. I mean, the conditions outside, the numbers aren't being taken into consideration. So at that point, as you go into it, you've got to look at it too, because with the way the weather was turning, what's to say you could have gotten a clean snap, a clean hold, and a clean kick too. So sometimes, those are some of the factors that aren't measured.
So if I'm a high school or junior college coach and I'm down by an even 14, the card says go for two the first time. I don't get that. But Matt LaFleur with the same challenge, a 15-play drive by the Packers just before the half. They look like they're going to have Mason Crosby go out there and get the field goal until the penalty is called on Carolina. So then he sends the offense back up there, out there, lines up with 2 seconds left. Jamal Williams, 1 yard out from the goal line, and he just gets stuffed by big Gerald McCoy. And so Matt LaFleur said, was that math or was that a gut decision?
Yeah, it was gut feeling. I thought we were getting some pretty good push. up front all game long, especially up to that point. And I thought we could cram it up there for a yard, and it didn't work out. So there was, I know there was a lot of penetration on that play in the backfield. We didn't even give ourselves a chance. If I had to do it again, I'd go for it again. It's just probably pick a different play. I would pick a different play. No, there's no probably about it, you know. But, you know, live and learn.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm just getting breaking news that, and I had to kind of look for this. John Clayton, who we all know, formerly with ESPN, has also confirmed this. Zeke Bratkowski has passed away.
Oh.
Zeke Bratkowski.
The backup quarterback
to Bart Starr.
He also played, started for some other team.
Yeah. Zeke apparently has passed away, and word came out about, I guess, about 2 hours ago. There was a publication down in Florida that also had it out called the Sports or Not. And
another tough day for the Lombardi era.
Yeah, and John Clayton says, sorry to hear the passing of former Green Bay Packers quarterback Zeke Bratkowski. He was 88 years old.
Quarterback coach.
Lived
too.
A great life. This year lost his best friend and former teammate Bart Starr. Zeke now joins him. So it appears, now we have not gotten official word from the Green Bay Packers, which is what I've been looking for. But it appears that Zeke Bratkowski has passed away at the age of 88. Breaking news, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Radio.com Sports and also the mid-sized Metris from Mercedes-Benz. And a sad, another sad day in Green Bay Packers and Green Bay Packers lore, and specifically for the Lombardi Legends. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Packers win it. And they're 8-2 on top in the North.
It's a whole other experience than it's not even Thanksgiving yet, right? But for some of your players new at Green Bay, it's great to have that in their pocket as you get into later this season.
It sure is, and I'll tell you what. It was a pretty cool experience. I mean, you grow up watching football, you can't think of a better atmosphere than a snowy Lambeau Field. I thought our fans did a great job bringing a lot of energy tonight, and we certainly appreciate that. I think our guys feed off that energy, and, you know, we need that moving forward as well.
Welcome back! NFL on Fox, and Matt LaFleur talking about the win and the conditions at Lambeau Field. Welcome back to the program. I'm the beginning of Bill Michaels. Radio Joe here. Evan Heffelfinger is here. Brendan is here. And also Mike Clemens is here in studio with us. Full cast on hand today. By the way, don't forget, coming up this Thursday night, 6 to 8, we're going to be out at Libby's on Donjus Bay Road in Mequon. Come on by and say hi. 6 to 8, it's going to be the Bill Michaels Huddle back out on the road again yet this week. We are looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. And we hope to see you out there again this Thursday night. Libby, Montana. It used to be Libby, Montana. I think it's just called Libby's now. But Libby Montana's out there on Donjus Bay Road in Mequon, 6 to 8, and that's this coming Thursday night as the Packers are on the bye week. Mike Clemens here in studio. And I've been searching, Mike, over this whole story, by the way, for Zeke Bratkowski. There's a couple of publications that have had this officially under their publication. I know a number of people have acknowledged this that have the blue check marks next to their name, but I have not gotten any official word from the Green Bay Packers as of yet. But it appears that Zeke Bratkowski, the backup quarterback for Bart Starr going back to the Lombardi era, has passed away at the age of 88. So hopefully, I would love to say that this is not a true rumor, because Zeke is such a good guy and we'd like to hang on to him for a little while. But it appears that more and more people are now acknowledging the fact that Zeke has indeed passed away.
So last night you get the win, and it's a perfect night, I think, for fans at Lambeau Field. 78,000 there, 78,090 to be exact. And Aaron Rodgers was asked, you know, did you feel good walking off that field into your bye week with the snow on the ground? I mean, this is tundra, man, right?
Yeah, I mean, a little disappointing the way we couldn't finish it off there. But those are the fun ones, you know, that you're going to think about in 20 years probably. Remember that night where it was snowing and we were playing a big game coming off a disappointing loss that hopefully galvanized us and sent us on our way. But tonight was a classic Green Bay game, you know, with the weather and the temperature and good opponent and running the football on both sides, both squads. Been some fun ones over the years like that. Kind of reminded me of the Houston game from a few years ago
as far as the temperature and the type of opponent. In fact, it was a tough game and came down the fourth quarter.
Mike, I was going to ask you, because this was a game in which they sealed the deal really in the second half of the ball game. Right. And we were talking about the run game
with the run game.
With the run game. We were talking about the run game last night, getting back to doing what it is they were doing, going back to Kansas City and before.
And I brought this up. I don't understand why Aaron Rodgers is in shotgun so much the last two or three weeks. Is it because of the knee injury that's bothering him, and so he doesn't want to run around as much? Is it just because he likes working from the shotgun and throwing the football? Now, you saw the misdirection offense that Matt LaFleur brought to Green Bay when they got into the red zone last night. Beautiful triple fakes, you know, the jet sweep and then hand off to Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams. But my question is, why aren't they running that on first down, you know, at the start of the series? They start the game off last night with Aaron Rodgers under center, hands off to Aaron Jones, 9 yards. Second and one, pass, pass. False start, Jimmy Graham moves him back, pass. Punt. And that's the way it went.
I know.
It wasn't until the end of the first half that they started feeding the ball when they got into the red zone that they got out the running game. So I asked Aaron Rodgers this after the game.
Aaron, this first play from scrimmage is 9 yards for Aaron Jones. And shot down, lots of passes, get the lead. The second half, the weather rolls in, go to the running game, possess the football. How much of that was
I think we wanted to run the ball tonight for sure. Matt talked about it this week as being one of the focuses of the approach. You know, we wanted to take care of the football and then run the football effectively. And I felt like the line controlled the line of scrimmage for much of the game. And I thought our backs both ran the ball hard and ran the ball well. And we got a lot of good effort from not at line, but Mercedes blocking and the receivers blocking, and we had enough changeups for him to keep him out of balance. But I mean, that's typically has been our kind of weather, you know, in the cold and the snow, and you know, I feel like we left a lot out there. Point wise, I had some chances in the first half, and then I missed Jones for another touchdown on a pass I threw to Devontae in the left corner. That would have put us, you know, 35 and really put the game away. But our defense stood up on the last drive.
Joe, you went to a good school. I mean, foci, is that the plural?
Foci.
Focus? Is that some Latin thing that I missed?
Foci.
At UWM?
I went to Carthage.
Yeah.
Foci.
They didn't talk about that there?
No.
All right. So, you know,
40,000 a year didn't get me that.
One of the things that Aaron Rodgers brought up is that, hey, everybody, Aaron Jones, does he lead the league in touchdowns now with 14? He had three last night. Maybe this guy should be talked about in the MVP conversation. You put that in, Christian McCaffrey in that. Aaron Jones at running back, I've said how smart a kid this is. Listen to him when he described about, what's working for him is being even more patient as the play develops, and he's even picking up on what to anticipate at the line from the calls he's hearing from his Packers offensive linemen.
You have to be patient running the ball because sometimes the hole's not going to be there right away. But when you do see it open up, you know you got to hit that as fast as you can because there's 350-pound D linemen trying to get off blocks and linebackers at the second level trying to come down and hit you. So big guys up front firing off the ball. Communicating, you can hear their communications, you know where it's going to hit a lot of the times, and so just those little things, and receivers on the outside and tight ends blocking as well.
Aaron Jones with the speed. Jamal Williams runs more like a fullback, straight ahead between the tackles, got stopped by Gerald McCoy on that 1 yard plunge just before the half, got beat. He said, you know what, we probably called the wrong play, but Coach LaFleur was up to that. And then we asked him, after having to go into halftime kind of, you know, embarrassed like that, why did you still think that you guys could run the football and control the clock in the second half?
Because we feel like we can run on anybody. So it's just us and the mentality. You know, it's just a football mentality of imposing your will on the other person. So I feel like we did that. And, you know, we still got a lot more to go. But we're not scared to run the ball on anybody. You know, so it's just really just us getting more comfortable with it and keep on going with it.
Defense coming up with big plays. Why? Change your leadership. You know, and Brian Bulaga talked about this after the game about the Packers' defense.
I think those guys, I mean, they brought an attitude to the defense that hasn't been here in a while. And they bring a mentality. They play a certain way. and they give guys around them confidence. And I think that's probably one of the most important things when you are able to elevate guys' play by them watching you and, you know, watching good, you know, the way they're playing. And that speaks for itself, you know.
Bulaga talking about Preston and Za'Darius Smith. We haven't had that kind of leadership around. And you know who stopped by last night to see both his old teammates with the Carolina Panthers and the Packers was Julius Peppers was in the house. And Davante Adams talked about that.
This is what I expect from this team because we've been doing it for a long time. But when you have a few key players leave every now and then, you know, we had Pep a few years back on defense who, you know, he rallied that defense and really led them. You know, we've had a few guys, Jordy, Cobb, that's been here a part of the success on offense over the years. So when you have those key pieces leave, you know, it's tough to keep everything tight-knit in the locker room.
Back-to-back losing seasons. Your defense didn't get you through if Aaron Rodgers was down. They say guys like Za'Darius and Preston have made the difference.
Good stuff as always, Michael. Appreciate it, pal. We got one more segment coming up. And also one thing I'm taking out of Illinois and I wish we would adopt here. Now you're intrigued, aren't you? We got more of the Bill Michaels Show. Final segment next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Third down and six. Rodgers throws wide open. Over the middle, Graham. And Jimmy Graham still going inside the 25.
Were you guys supposed to long catch down the seam at all?
Oh, yeah. Old man just wide open, you know, just and trying to score. That's basically it.
There you go. Welcome back to the program. Jimmy Graham on his 49-yard pitching catch from Aaron Rodgers. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show. Real quick, Mike, one of the things that I hope we would adopt, we don't adopt much from Illinois, but Illinois State Police announcing they are going to aggressively crack down on the misuse of the left lane on the interstate.
People driving too slow?
People driving too slow, they're going to start ticketing people. If you're just camping in the left lane and blocking traffic, it's a $120 ticket, and they're going to use unmarked vehicles now to go after people for doing this. Oh, that is like music to my ears.
That will take paying those tolls in Illinois a little bit easier if it actually moves the traffic.
There you have it.
So Jimmy Graham is a guy who hasn't talked to the media but two or three times this year. Finally, the league stepped in and fined him $25,000. And you know what? We find out that he's actually a pretty good guy. He certainly knows his football.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers says he was a great teammate, got him through a rough year. And you know, Jimmy Graham sort of came into a mess last year with McCarthy and the dysfunction and things that were going on. And we asked him about making that big catch. And you know what? They lined him up as sort of a decoy as the number two receiver in the offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, I mean, Aaron's a man. They put me at number two. And so he pumped three, which then Keekly kind of stood in his tracks. And then I was right up the seam, you know, versus cover two. So a great play call. And, you know, it was awesome being at number two, you know, for a hot second. You know, I mean, Aaron's just special like that. You know, he sees the game at that level, and his ability to get guys off their spot with just his eyes is pretty amazing.
What does 8-2 feel like right now?
Pretty awesome going into the bye.
Yeah.
You know, it, especially after last week, you know, being on the road and you know, basically, you know, having the performance we did, you know, wasn't up to our standards. And so to respond like that right for the bye, it's huge. You know, now guys can go and get healthy. We've been through a lot these first 10 games. Yeah, I think everybody knows the type of teams we've played and the talent that we've played. I think every night we've played a really good defense and a very capable offense every day that we've gone out there. And so to get out of those first 10, 8-2, you know, I don't think anybody expected that from us, except for the guys in here.
You know, Bill, I said last week this could very easily be a 5-4 team. You go down and play the Dallas Cowboys, and Dak Prescott's missing his left tackle. You play the Kansas City Chiefs, and there's no Patrick Mahomes. His left tackle's out. Chris Jones, their best defensive lineman, is out, who was making big plays yesterday. Last night, the Panthers, I mean, their secondary is depleted. James Bradbury, inactive with a groin injury. Dante Jackson had to leave the game with a leg injury. Ross Cockrell, 47. You saw him have to line up against Davante Adams and Aaron Jones. He couldn't keep up with them. And a guy that they had out there, Cole Luke, at safety, he'd been elevated from the practice squad on Saturday. But you know, these Packers have had 22 players on the injury list, like every week, and they're playing through the injuries. Jaire Alexander had a groin injury in Friday's practice. He was out there last night.
Mm-hmm.
So great time for the bye. And the fact is these guys are playing through injuries with injuries for each other. And that's part of the reason you got to give them credit for being at 8-2.
Good stuff as always, man.
Thank you, Bill.
Enjoy the week of rest and relaxation as the Packers are now gone, and we'll continue to kind of look forward to San Francisco, and also going to be sitting down and watching it tonight. Might do some Facebook stuff this evening, too, if you want to follow us over there. Time for us to get out of here. Have a good one. See you.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.